Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to christopherkai.com. Our guest today is Michael Tranmere. He's an author, engineer, and speaker. The book he wrote is called Satori Ananda, Awaken to Happiness. Michael, welcome to our podcast.
Grateful to be here. Grateful to connect with you and your amazing listeners.
There's a book I read many years ago called Moonwalking with Einstein by Joshua Foer. And it's the art and science of remembering everything, where essentially it says that if we want to remember things, it's about association and putting different words that might be discordant together. So therefore it's memorable. Now your case, again, your title of your book sounds awesome because I don't know what it means, but it's intriguing that way, you know, right? Satori, if you can explain with our listeners why you chose that title for your book.
Yeah. Grateful for the question and great lead. And so Satori is Japanese for flash of enlightenment. And then Ananda is Sanskrit for the bliss of being. And I chose these two words because they really resonated with me at really near the beginning of my personal journey and what the book is about. And the book is about really the 7 or 8 months, really, really hard months in the beginning that I endured after the hard end of my marriage. It was 3 years ago now. We'd been married for 6 years. We've been together for 12 years. And really in the flash of an eye, it came to a really hard end, but also eventually became the beginning for my personal journey. And it was during this time that I came across these two words and the flashes of enlightenment were really resonating with me, because as hard as this time was, I was getting all this clarity on how things had come to be and also who I wanted to be now that I had, in essence, lost my old identity. And then the Ananda and the bliss of being were these really, I was really looking to get happy and peaceful again. And I was finding that when I was in the present moment. So that's why those two words are so meaningful to me.
And it's so important, because a lot of times people ask me about coaches and how you can find a good coach. And I tell them, bluntly speaking, if a coach can have clarity in themselves and why they do what they do, then how can they share clarity in your life? It sounds so simple, but I don't really always meet a lot of people that if you ask beyond 2 or 3 questions what they do, they don't really say much. Sometimes I ask a doctor, why did you choose to be a doctor? Oh, because I like to help people. I'm like, yeah, but so can a firefighter, so can a nurse, so can a social worker. But in your case, for you to choose those two words is very telling of you, your personality, and how you go about your life, which is great, because again, as a coach and as a person that wants to help other people, it's very telling, because again, it seems obvious, but it's not. And you chose to talk about awakening. So what do you feel that you were perhaps in the dark about, and because of this unfortunate circumstance, which you made more fortunate, that you'd be able to awaken? So was there a specific thing? Was it a spiritual thing, an emotional thing, a physical thing? Was it, you know, parameters and how you wanted to choose to live your life? What do you mean by that awakening aspect?
Yeah, I was really in the dark about who I was and what I loved to do and what I was capable of and what my skills were and what my talents were and how I wanted to express myself. You know, I've gone from, and I have to preface this quite a bit when I talk about it, you know, the old me wasn't a bad me. The old me wasn't a horrible, mean person, but I was definitely more self-centered. I was more concerned with me and helping myself get ahead. And so that's one of the main themes of the second chapter of the book, because that was such a hard realization and a real crack of my ego to come to that realization that I had been really putting myself first in a lot of circumstances. And that was just the beginning of many of those hard truths that I had to find out and discover. But what I was really in the dark about was, you know, what does my soul really want? What do I want to do? How do I want to live my time on this earth? How do I want to contribute? And that's ultimately one of the answers that I got to towards the end, was that it's really in the service of others and lifting other people up is, in whatever way and whatever fashion makes the most sense to the individual, that is how we can make a difference in this world.
Well, I want our listeners to hopefully have that same level of awareness and awakening for themselves. And so how did you go about having that awareness? I mean, did you decide to go off on your own trip, or you decided to put on some music, or did you have a friend or a book next to you? What were some of the guiding points that allowed you? Because it sounds like you have this, you had this deluge of awakening, but I want our listeners to perhaps understand an inkling of how they can do the same. Of course, obviously they want to read your book, but I'm curious, what were some of those actual things you did?
I did everything, because I was in such a pit of pain, and as an engineer, I was going to do anything and everything to make sure that I would not meet that same amount of pain again. But what that meant was really, for the first time ever, opening up and asking for help and going to counselors, and eventually, yes, getting coaches, but also simpler things like reading the books and listening to all new podcasts. And really, again, actually, for the first time in my life, listening to advice from friends and family. And this was something that I never had really explored, because I thought I had already had all the answers myself. And then on top of that, it was really quieting the mind and quieting all the distractions through meditation and journaling to, again, tap into myself and what I really wanted to create now that I had this new blank slate.
Interesting, Michael. You talk about how this is a very rare and powerful book. Why did you choose to write this raw, it's probably raw and rare, but what were the elements of your book that you felt were raw?
Just, I knew if I could find a way to convey the change that I had went through, that it would be useful for others that were not exactly in the same situation, but any amount of uncertainty or pain in their life. I just knew that I had learned so much during that time, during that period of time. If I could figure out how to convey that information, and I had to learn how to write. I'm an engineer by trade, so I can write some pretty boring stuff, but I had to really learn how to write something compelling and have a story flow, so we'd be able to tap into the emotions of the reader. But also, and I love to sort of subtly give the wisdom as I go through, just so it's of such great value for people when they sit down and spend time with these words. And this is one of the truths that I eventually came to, that it's that I love writing and I love expressing myself and I love sharing and I love speaking on stage. And I had to learn to do all of these things. But it's once you find that fire within yourself, you become so committed to figuring it out and taking all the courses and learning all the programs and just really being humble about areas of our lives that we want to improve in.
I hope our listeners really take your life as an example, Michael, because I didn't really start reading real books that mattered to me until after I graduated college, because in school, you're taught to study, to take a test, do well in it, and then move on. Whereas when you read books, whether self-help or business books or psychology book, it's something that you can apply today. And one of the books that just came to my mind as we're talking about your book was the guy named Dan Millman. He wrote a book called The Way of the Peace Warrior. Yeah. And even though I read that book like 20 plus years ago, but it was a feeling I had of, wow, this guy had this really cool life. It was very spiritual based, but it was really about opportunity, possibility, going through some obstacles. And as you're sharing your own path, what do you feel? I mean, literally, I read that book 20 plus years ago, and I still remember to this day. For you, I'm sure there will be readers that are reading your book. And what do you hope that they feel from reading your book?
I hope they feel something, and not everyone is going to feel something, and that's okay. We don't create things. We don't create art or music or whatever it is to have everyone love it. We create it to make an impact for those that resonate with it. But I hope they feel and they connect with and they awaken to their own truths of the whole point of putting it all together is to help people before they have to hit this rock bottom in their lives to make a change. Is completely the whole point of putting this together. And my friends and my family and people that are reading it already have already had these insights. And it just means absolutely everything to me to get these messages from people that say, wow, I need to work on this before it's too late in my relationship, or wow, I'm inspired by what you did. I'm gonna learn to speak on stage, or I'm gonna publish my book. Like I'm just a regular guy, right? I'm an engineer, I'm in Vancouver, went to school. I know that's not everyone's story, but I'm just a guy, right? And we all are the authors of our own journeys. And if you don't like the story that you're living right now, you have the option to change it.
That is the perfect way to end our podcast, Michael, because unfortunately, a lot of people don't think they have options or choices. But at the end of the day, especially if you're in the Western world, you have more choice than you think.
Oh,
you
wow.
Have. When you have a pen to your hand, but more importantly, your mind and the mindset you have, you really can do so much. So, Michael, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect with you and read your book?
Beautiful. Thanks so much for this, Chris. Connect with me best through Instagram, michael.tranmer. Or through my website, michaeltranmer.com. Really appreciate you.
Michael, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.